Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Dave Erfle, founder and editor of the Junior Minor Junkie. Now Dave, let's talk about this kind of roundabout trip that we've seen in commodities, more specifically gold and even some of the gold stocks on the back of the spike that happened when the war started between Russia and Ukraine. And now, well, the war's still going on, but the market is seemingly telling us that they think this war is going to end pretty soon, because you look at something like gold. Gold was trading right around 1900 when the war started, and today it was, well, trending a bit closer to 1900 before some of the comments by Putin made it clear that this war is not over. But gold right around 1920s right now. Even GDX was trying to break out of that 35 level when the war started, and even today came down into the 35 region, has bounced a little bit, again, on the back of Putin's comments. Dave, what do you take away from this environment where we have done, for the most part, in gold and even the larger gold stocks, a bit of a roundabout trip?
Yeah, it's funny. We were complaining for so long that the gold market was boring. It's not boring anymore.
Nothing is boring right now.
So, yeah, I mean, I think the war premium started around 850 when gold broke out above 1850. That was the major catalyst for that to take place. And also that was the breakout above that 19-month consolidation triangle that had been taking place since the gold price hit 2089 back in August of 2020. So it wouldn't shock me that if the gold price would come back down to test that area. You know, it nearly came down to test 1900 this morning. So yeah, it wouldn't shock me at all. And to tell you the truth, it's kind of nice to see the gold price, you know, take off that big, huge war premium, because I would have been even more concerned if the gold price would have just kept going. You know, from 1780, at the end of January, the gold price tacked on $300 in 6 weeks. So that is a huge move on the back of geopolitical reasons. I mean, sure, it was a humdinger of a geopolitical reason, but you don't like to see the gold price go up so much just on geopolitical issues. But now we've come back down to test that 1900 level, and now everyone's focusing on the Fed again. And the Fed rate hikes have notoriously began bull runs in the gold price. The last time we had a Fed rate hike was the end of 2015, and the gold price bottomed at 1045 and then ran up to nearly 1400 6 months later. So we're gonna see what the Fed's gonna say tomorrow. Everybody's, you know, he's basically told Congress that he's gonna raise a quarter point. We all know that. And he also said he's not gonna surprise markets. But what's he going to say during the press conference? Is he going to lean hawkish? You know, I mean, we've already had, at one point, we had 12 rate hikes priced in before the war started, and gold was still trading well above 1800. So it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out tomorrow. But I want to point out on what happened with the gold stocks today. As the gold price was nearly testing 1900, the GDXJ turned positive, and the gold price was down about $40. So the same kind of thing happened when the gold price ran to 2070. I think the shares ended up almost down on that day. So the shares usually telegraph what's going to take place. And so I wouldn't be surprised if that 1900 level does hold here for a while, but I would still like to see more consolidation.
Yeah, Dave, I was going to ask you about the movement in the shares today, because with both gold and silver pulling back, really all commodities pulling back even further than they did yesterday, I was expecting to wake up and see everything down another 5, 6, 7% again. And what we saw was a reversal in fortunes, not just GDX and GDXJ up, but SIL and SILJ are also up 2% on the day. And a lot of individual miners are up even more than that. They've clawed their way back into the green. Kind of an interesting reaction. So you think that's sniffing out this potential Fed and monetary policy for tomorrow, and you think that the miners are leading the metal in this case?
It could be, yes. I mean, you know, there's so much volatility now here. You know, anything could take place tomorrow. But, you know, I'm looking at the uptrend remaining in place in the GDX to GLD ratio and the GDXJ to GLD ratio. With all this volatility that's been going on, both of those comparison charts remain in sharp uptrends. And today's big white candle looks really nice. So as long as the miners continue to show relative strength to the gold price, and the silver price continues to show relative strength to the gold price, and the miners and the GDXJ continues to remain in its uptrend here, then I'll continue to look for the strong possibility of the quarter ending at above 1975. It looks kind of like that might not take place. You know, we've got a couple weeks before the quarter ends, and we've got a monumental monetary shift taking place tomorrow in the world's reserve currency. So it remains to be seen if the gold price is gonna make a quarterly close above 1975. That would be extremely bullish if it could.
Yeah, let's see where that closes, but still a lot of time before the end of the month. And unfortunately, it was strong start to the month, bit of a reversal right now, mid-month. Any correlation that you're drawing between the major markets and what's going on with the general gold stocks, especially the smaller ones, simply because sometimes when U.S. equity markets move higher, it does show the willingness of investors to dive back into stocks, sometimes slightly riskier stocks, which are what some of the gold stocks are considered. The U.S. markets are up today, and like you said, GDX, GDXJ, those are also up. Any correlation that you're seeing between these two markets?
Yeah, I mean, you see the stock market, you know, having a nice sharp bounce today, and the gold stocks bouncing with them. But you have seen ever since the beginning of the year, the gold stocks have been diverging from the stock market, which is bullish, and gold as well. So yeah, I'd like to see that continue, because I'm in the camp that the U.S. stock market is in the process of making a major top here, and that needs to hold. That means to remain the case if we want to see the gold stocks get more love from generalist investors, because they're still nowhere near the junior sector, even though we had a weekly close above GDXJ, which is what I was looking for. We had an ugly reversal candle to end the week last week, and GDXJ had gone up six consecutive weeks. So this should not be unexpected, what took place yesterday in the GDXJ and the gold stocks in particular.
Well, Dave, one other thing on the stocks, just, you know, panning back to a little bit more medium term, is when we saw in 2020 the big run up in gold and in silver, a lot of the stocks really didn't track that move higher. So to the point you made earlier in this discussion, sometimes when these metals move too quick, the miners really don't process it. I mean, a lot of the miners were nowhere close to where they were, let's say in 2011, when gold was at 1921, and when silver had actually got up in the 30s, 40s, and then eventually, you know, topped out near 50. But when we saw that big move last year where silver got to 30 and gold got up to over $2,000, they were nowhere close to that. And then on this recent run that we just had, where gold got back up over $2,000 and silver was up in the mid 26, 27 area, they still didn't keep up with even that move. So is there a point where some of these miners are just going to catch up with gold and silver? Is there still more room for the miners to catch up, is my question.
Oh, there's plenty of room for them to catch up. When there's extreme volatility, excessive volatility, and it's on the back of geopolitical reasons, you know, generalist investors aren't going to come anywhere near risky gold stocks. And these higher risk juniors are still not getting much love. I mean, sure, there are a few that have bifurcated and a few that have done well, but there's not that many. The bulk of them are still lagging. So It appears to me that the market needs to be convinced that gold has made a solid floor at $1,800, and it's still not convinced. This volatility is still keeping questions in their mind. Like, hey, you know, it's safe to go into the major gold miners here, but it's still not safe to get into those risky juniors just quite yet.
Well, and again, they are risky stocks too, right? And the environment for these markets has not been to dive into risky zero revenue stocks. That's just not the environment right now. On the flip side, though, we did see a very curious investment by AMC. Yep, that's the meme stock from, I believe it was last year, maybe 2 years ago, when, well, now AMC is actually out there buying gold company shares, which made a gold company essentially skyrocket, but it has pulled back a fair bit. Dave, what do you make from this news that broke this morning? Very strange for the sector.
Yeah, that was the most surprising headline I saw today for sure. In conjunction with Eric Sprott through his holding company, not through him personally. So, you know, and they're investing $28 million, which is kind of chump change considering how much money they made on other meme stocks. They made $1.8 billion, I think it was. So, and their CEO said, hey, why not take a chance on a company that looks kind of like ours when we started, you know, that has this growth, this huge potential. They see what's happening in the gold market. So I think it's bullish for the sector that, you know, a company like this is buying a gold miner, which is, you know, I mean, you don't see investments like this from companies like this into the gold sector. So this is headline news. And I think it can be bullish for the sector down the road.
Well, speaking of headline news, I mean, we really are in a headline driven market right now. And it seems like every week we're hit with a new waft of headlines that are either inflation is near 8% or the war in Ukraine, or we've got Fed babble tomorrow. We've got all these different. But when you start seeing mainstream stocks like a movie theater chain buying gold stocks, and that's part of that whole Reddit and, you know, Robinhood crowd of retail investors. Do you think that there's maybe some people that are newer investors, newly minted over the last couple of years during the lockdowns, that are just now waking up to the resource sector? And could it actually be a good thing just to get more eyeballs on the sector? Because if you remember back to the previous cycle, there was a lot of news flow about gold and silver, and we just don't see it that much in the news other than, hey, you know, it's gone up on tensions. But is something like this AMC thing a nice bellwether that, hey, maybe we're going to see more generalists start taking speculative money and moving it over into the mining sector?
I do, and especially for the younger crowd, you know, because they've seen their Bitcoin investments go down 40% over the past few months, and the gold price trade near its all-time high. So I think that has a lot to do with it too. You know, they're finding out, you know, remember at the beginning of the year, Goldman Sachs came out and said that Bitcoin was a store of value and a hedge against inflation. Well, they're realizing that that's not even anywhere near the case right now. So I do think this is the beginning of younger investors realizing that, hey, that Bitcoin isn't a safe haven. The real safe haven is the tried and true tested store of value that is gold, that has been for the past 5,000 years. You know, central banks are buying gold, physical gold. They're not buying Bitcoin. So I do think it's good news, especially for these younger people who have these Robinhood accounts. And that's why I whenever I talk to a lot of these junior companies that are developers and they're getting to the later stages of de-risking their projects, their multi-million ounce projects, I try to convince them that, hey, you need to get a U.S. big board listing, because if you know, there's really not that many juniors that trade on the big boards on the Amex, or there's even a few on the NASDAQ. So once this generalist, you know, these younger generalist investors do start to come in, you know, they're going to start to come in to these big board traded juniors first, you know, when they start to go down the food chain. You know, first they're obviously going to get into the larger gold stocks, but you know, they like risk, and there's higher risk and higher reward in juniors, and there's just not that many to choose from. So I think a lot of these companies should be looking at big board listings.
All right, Dave, we'll wrap it up here. Some thoughts for some of the companies and investors looking at the space and just trying to make sense of this volatility. We'll see where this now short-term gold correction bottoms, but it is looking like it should be another higher low. Again, we have a lot of time before the end of this month, so a lot of news, a lot of headlines that are undoubtedly going to continue to show volatility in these markets. Dave, thank you as always for your time, buddy. We'll chat again next week. Hope you have a great rest of your week.
You too, Corey. Thanks a lot.